As the Soviet Union collapsed, Russia's once proud film industry saw its fortunes go sour as well. Generous state subsidies were drastically reduced. Gifted film directors and producers turned to TV commercials to get by. Foreign imports, particularly American films, flooded the country. But Russia's film industry is undergoing a revival. As NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow, the boom is led by big-budget, mass-market productions.
Inside an enormous old factory the size of an aviation hangar, sword-waving actors dressed in animal skins and fur fragments rush back and forth across a set strewn with mock boulders and valleys. This is one of the grandiose shooting locations for Werewolf, the film's a fantasy about a medieval warrior bent on avenging the annihilation of his tribe. The director is Nikolai Lebedev, who's one of Russia's leading young cinematographers.
I think it's pretty much a new genre for Russian cinema, because before we had fantasy for children, but not for adult audience.
Werewolf is part of a trend in Russian filmmaking. Its budget is $12 million. Not huge by Hollywood standards, but a very expensive production for Russia. Lebedev says times have changed.
7 years ago, we have no money for so huge production. And now, fortunately, we can do, you know, more high-budget movies.
Russia's film industry has finally evolved out of its earlier state-funded role, one that was often used to serve communist ideology. Denis Frolov, one of the producers of Werewolf, says filmmaking here is now more like in the West.
Even 10 years ago, cinema was still run by the government. The state's money was divvied up by the film studios on the sly, and they decided what to produce. Now things are different. Producers decide what they want to produce and where they will get the money. So there are a lot more possibilities now.
The producers of Werewolf make no secret about the fact that this is a mainstream film, designed, of course, to make a lot of money. That's a niche that Russian films had long ago given up to American, Western European, and Asian films. And Werewolf is coming on the heels of Russia's first domestic blockbuster, Night Watch. Night Watch is a good versus evil sci-fi flick that racked up $25 million at the gate here last year, outgrossing foreign heavyweights like Spider-Man 2. Purists, predictably, fans of Russian art film icons like Andrei Tarkovsky don't like the mass film trend. But Kirgil Razlogov of Russia's Institute of Culture says that's a stick-in-the-mud reaction.
There has always been in Soviet cinema a part of the film that were made for mass consumption. And now they are considered huge, important cultural phenomena. But they were criticized when they only appeared.
Razlogov argues there's also a mistaken assumption that mass appeal films are easy to make. That's certainly not the case with Werewolf, much of which was shot on an elaborate 3-square-mile medieval village specially constructed at Mosfilm Studios in the heart of Moscow. Some film pundits have described Werewolf as Russia's answer to Lord of the Rings, but Alexander Bukharov, who's playing the lead role in the film, dismisses that comparison.
This is a Russian-style fantasy. In American films of the same genre, the accent is on the stunts, the battles, and the action. But here the accent is on the psychology of man, how the character changes, and human fate.
Many Russian cinemagoers here at Moscow's swanky Kino Center Cineplex, like Margarita Luchkova, say they're tired of the avalanche of foreign movies.
I love Russian films. I think they are more serious, deeper, and are more cultured. Russian films reflect our problems, our interests, and our Russian psychology. They are closer to us and more interesting for us.
But even Luchkova has come here not to see a Russian picture, but Phantom of the Opera. And among the 8 films on offer here today, there's not a single domestic production. Russian films still account for just 15% of cinema gate receipts. But the figure is climbing, and industry promoters hope to double it within 5 years. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.